What's up, people? Go from there. Trevante Armio. It is 1:43 a.m. and I can't sleep. And I kind of want to record, and so that's what I'm doing. Kind of a cool day today. It was a good Sunday. We're well into the early Monday morning, Metal Monday. Sunday was good. Really beautiful, sunny, wintry, veiled day. Had the privilege of a little bit of lunch with Mr. Big Baby Girl, Rob O'Leary, and Eric Durr, coming back from a kick-ass Opeth and In Flames show in Denver. Decided to brave the awful hangover and come hang out with me a little bit. Right now, I have to be at work in like, I don't know, 7 hours, something like that. No big deal. But, yeah, can't sleep. The upstairs neighbor, who is quite upstanding, can't remember his name. I think his name is Mike or Matt, something like that. Never a nuisance at all. And even at this moment, not a nuisance. But he is watching something with a rather deep-voiced gentleman. I'm going to hope he's passed out, because whatever he's watching, it's just ridiculous. It's like, that's all I hear from the fucking upstairs right now. What an asshole I am. I'm like, I need perfect sleeping conditions. I demand it. It's not true. Nothing too crazy awesome to report. Today, Metal Monday, I will be joining Gretchen Plishaw at the Four Seasons High atop Vail, Colorado. Great podcast guest. Had her on about a year ago. Big reason that I moved to Vail is because she said, it's amazing here. You gotta be here. And I'm finding she's completely right. And luckily for her, I mean, everything is really good. Tons of modeling gigs. Got to do the Birds of Prey race. TV shows. Podcasts. Go from their podcast. Anyway, I'll be talking to her this afternoon after a little havesy day at work. Things are starting to pick up in sunny, snowy Vail, Colorado. I'm sorry I keep saying that. It's just so ridiculous that I'm here. Like, I completely don't belong here, but that's, like, no one that's here belongs here. That's what I'm kind of getting out of the whole deal. It's been kind of weird lately, you know. Made some cool friends, but I do miss a lot of folks. Missing my old work homies. And luckily, my new work homies are bomb diggity. So, if you're listening to this, many apologies for the rambling weirdness. But like I said, it's now 1:47 a.m. Hopefully this week I'll bring you some actual awesome podcasts. Had two great shows this last week. That's Random on Twitter, and at The Real Gearis, Gearis Herndon. That was a good one. Go check that one out. Like, just somebody dealing with having grown up with a disability, born with a cleft palate. It's pretty rough, man. I mean, in the end, like, he's good. He's married. He's got the family now. But I mean, I'm sure there's people that can relate to the struggle, and from what he's told me, it's been a good response, and it was cathartic for him, and I appreciate that. That's what I'm here for. Clearly, I am not the entertainment, at 1:48 a.m. Just trying to bring you folks, you know, really awesome guests and stuff like that. I've got Gretchen. I've got Not a Member Nate coming up. We were supposed to hook up with him this last week, but it didn't really work out. We'll see how that one goes. I know the man has a story to tell, but I also know that there's some things that, you know, some rumors to be addressed, let's say. Movie day. I watched the Lego Movie today. And I also tackled the Rough Issues. I watched The Ringer. If you don't know what The Ringer is, it's Johnny Knoxville rigging the Special Olympics to bet against. And that was a weird one to, you know, kind of revisit. Like, I haven't heard the word retard in a while. I said it on, I don't know, 2 or 3 podcasts ago, and I felt kind of weird about it. And I don't think I should feel weird about that. It's a word. It's a thing. And I hope Johnny Knoxville and what's the girl's name? Katherine Heigl. I hope they don't hate themselves for making that movie. I'm sure they feel pretty great about it. There were actual special people, and they got to act and be hilarious. And if you have a problem with that movie, then, you know, maybe like Bill Burr and his new special, maybe you should go join a group and then go fuck yourself. And then I also watched American History X. I don't know what it was today about. Today was definitely, like, as far as Netflix goes, it was a day of finding movies that, you know, make me feel a certain thing. American History X, I don't know what it makes me feel, but I like the idea of being able to say how you feel about a certain thing without reprisal and without worrying about your job. You know, if you lived something, that's fucking real. It's what it is, you know? And obviously it's a movie, it's whatever, but there's probably people out there that, you know, feel a certain way about a lot of stuff. And I just appreciate the, I don't know if you want to call it honesty or what, but I appreciate that movie. It makes me feel good inside. Not because I'm a racist. Well, I sort of am, but not white supremacist. It's not the point. Anyway, 1:51 a.m. Jesus, if you guys have plowed through this, you're amazing. Also, coming up today on Metal Monday, if I can squeeze it in, which I endeavor to do so, my very good friend and a guy that I look up to implicitly, Eric Psychotic Smith. Lots of happenings in Grand Junction and the Mesa Theater. The man is bringing amazing shows to a crowd of, you know, very supportive people. Wishing it was more so, but, I mean, doing what he can. And I think he's got a little bit of a story for us. Also coming up, like, I feel like since I'm not bringing the shows quick enough, I want to give you these little teasers because they're things that are going to happen, but, I mean, God, as far as, like, a busy town, I mean, there are so many people in Vail that I want to, you know, sit down, break bread, interview, and it's just a busy life, you know, when you got to squeeze in fucking 4 hours of skiing before you do whatever you're doing. That's another thing that's funny. People here hate me because I don't care about skiing or snowboarding or, are you going up this morning, bro? No, I don't care. I've skied, I've snowboarded. It's fine. It just doesn't do anything for me. But it's funny how much people hang their hat on the amount of times they go up. But you know what? They're living their dream. Can't argue with that. Hopefully they understand my deal. I want to have a good time. I want to make money. I want to eat, drink, shoot guns, and look at pretty girls. That's what I'm after. It's not a great existence, but it's working for me. So, Sandy Treat also coming up soon. One of the last remaining members of the 10th Mountain Division. And, I mean, an amazing guy. Awesome story. We have had a chance to chat. Obviously not recorded, because you guys would know. But, you know, hopefully at the end of this week I'll get that one recorded and out also. So, just want to appreciate the support, especially from the Warriors and the loyal listeners. Made a few new friends this week, so hopefully... I feel like any new connection I make anymore is kind of based on wanting to be a guest, and I dig it. So we got a lot of people coming up. Thanks for, you know, hanging with me for this 10-minute little babble fest. Sort of getting sleepy, but I could totally see myself plowing through to the 6:40 transit, which I may take part in. We'll see how it goes. I hope everybody has a great week. Please check out gofromthere.podbean.com. Go from there on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at GFTpod. Also follow me on Instagram. I've been having a lot of fun with Instagram lately. It's at GFTgram. There's everything. There's my life. There's my work. There's my pod. And all of them are different, like the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. I try not to, you know, post one picture in every place. Try to keep it all separate and fun for you guys. So appreciate the DMs and the messages supporting everything. And, yeah, I'm going to try to get a fucking couple winks in before work. Love you guys.